Welcome back to another episode of YouTube with the Boys. Today we have another fantastic episode on some of your favorite YouTubers, Jack Manifold.
Ant Frost tweeted about a handsome and sexy gamer who'd hit 200k. And I replied, "Hey Ant Frost, I hit 200k a while ago, but thank you anyway." Turns out when he put gamer though, he spelled it gay-mer. Because he was referring to his boyfriend, who of course is gay. I didn't read that part, so I just said, yeah, that's me. And the whole of Twitter were like, congrats. I'm like, why the fuck are they saying congrats? Because like, I don't want to mislead anyone, you know? Like, I'm not bothered, but like, equally, like, I don't want to mislead anyone. I'm not gay. Like, you know, I just can't read.
And Captain Puffy.
Me and Sapnat were playing CSGO at like 7 o'clock in the morning. Which we didn't wake up at 7 in the morning. We just didn't go to bed. And we were just 1v1ing in CSGO and just being toxic towards each other. And poor Tommy just comes in the room and he's like, oh, I just want to say good morning, everybody. And I hope you're having a good day. And before I go to school. And I was like, oh, but oh my, that was.
So we are back this week with the Minecraft who's again from the one and only Dream SMP, who you guys know and love. But we're going to start off with Jack Manifold. So I've kind of gotten in and started researching Jack Manifold in the past weeks. His channel wasn't originally called Jack Manifold. I believe it was called like Thunder 1400 or something, I believe.
Thunder 1408.
And then he changed to Jack Manifold. I assume it to be much more recognizable and like, oh, it's Jack Manifold, because that's what he was always referred to. And, you know, it just makes more sense and is 10 times more recognizable than that other username, as I even probably don't remember it correctly. So he is, I think, primarily a streamer before he was a YouTuber. His YouTube channel has around 601,000 subscribers, so it's obviously doing well, but he only has, I think, 6 videos on the channel, and the time length intervals they have is very weird. He has like 11 months ago, 3 months ago, and then like 2 in the past 2 weeks. So he actually might be uploading more on that, so I would look out for there if you want more Jack Manifold content. I think it could come there pretty consistently now that he is starting to upload more and probably care about it more and realize how valuable the platform of YouTube is. So if we go to his Twitch, I mean, he was doing relatively well of like December last year, December 18, 2020, he had 155,000 followers on Twitch, which is, I mean, it's a lot. It's a lot. That is actually a lot. But then we see as he moves and becomes more popular through the Dream SMP, especially kind of like around recent months, he has gotten up to 901,000 followers there. So we always see that the Dream SMP just, you know, skyrockets people, and he is no exception. Jack's content is super funny. He's someone that I really appreciated of the members I've watched, you know. I've watched a lot of Minecraft YouTubers at this point, and he is not only necessarily Minecraft, which I really appreciate, because he's able to make a lot of variety content funny.
Best thing you can do as a British person in a national lockdown is go to a big Tesco. I've got so much I need to buy.
Right, look at this. I've only got 3 packs of biscuits, all right, and I need more.
Also, I really need toilet roll. I've not been for like a week. There's no toilet. I need toilet roll.
He brings a lot of energy in a lot of jokes. He's very put together in not being put together. That's the best way I would describe it almost. Like, he seems like, I think he's 18 at this point, so he is incredibly young again, like a lot of these new Minecraft kind of streamers coming on the scene. But he seems very relaxed, but also energetic, which I think it's hard to capture both there. Because, like, Tommy in it, for example, is someone who is extremely energetic, but he's not exactly giving you that relaxed vibe. Now Jack Manifold, on the other hand, seems to be giving like a lot of energy. Like, you can tell, like, he wants to be there and he likes streaming and he's like putting his energy into it. But I think it's more calm than Tommy's energy. I feel like Tommy almost like comes at you with so much energy, like whoa, 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 whoa. While Jack is a bit more toned down, but almost in a good way. I mean, they definitely have different portions, but I really appreciate how Jack's able to kind of like, he's got the like late night games type of vibe to him. Like, I always kind of, good YouTubers, as I always say, and streamers, are people that you feel like you're playing with friends. That's how it works. You want someone who gives off like, I'm in the party with friends type of vibe. And Jack, you know, kind of gives off that vibe of when you're like, you know, kind of it's later playing games. So you're kind of tired, but then when something intense happens, you still get excited. That's the where I would describe him. I think he finds a good place in between being overly like YouTubery and overly like, whoa, in your face, bam, pow, Minecraft, beat the Ender Dragon. And, you know, maybe like dull. He finds a good in between, and I really appreciate that about him. I was also saying that I really appreciate his variety. When looking through a lot of these streamers and YouTubers, one of the things that I always say is, one of the things I always say is like, I want more from them. I think they're doing really well, but I want to see how they can grow. 'Cause the true test of a YouTuber is, you know, Here's what's going to happen. In the future, games are going to come and go. Now, Minecraft is generally pretty, like, standalone. It has lasted a long time, and I think it's going to continue to last. I don't think it's going anywhere. But even Minecraft ebbs and flows. So, when you get a really good YouTuber, that is someone who people watch not for the Minecraft content. They watch for the creator. If we look at people who are at high numbers and very successful, not exactly in the streaming, but in the YouTube world, streaming it's more consistent based, I will admit. But in the YouTube world, it's usually kind of like PewDiePie does kind of everything. Has big Minecraft, does Lowai, does random reaction videos and all that, Jacksepticeye. Bounces around in games, Markiplier bounces around in games, and these are all like over 20 million subscriber channels, and obviously they're from a different time period, and it is definitely hard to grow in variety. If people don't know what they're consistently coming for, it's very difficult. I'll be the first one to say that. But if you can be able to exist outside of that, that is when you become something special. And if we look at Jack's channel, he's doing that. I don't think he has one regular Minecraft video on it. All his videos are collabs, which I also appreciate. I mean, usually, I guess you want to be able to make a solo video funny. As I said, you want to be able to make kind of anything funny. But I think videos with multiple people are much more funny because you get the friends vibe. Which is what I always say. And every video of his on his YouTube, even though they're only six, is a collab. And none of them are Minecraft. I think all of them are different games. First one, he plays Terraria. Second one, Jackbox. Third, Sub Rosa. Fourth, he does Minecraft knockoffs. Fifth, he does a vlog. And sixth, he does Garryamon. Now, pretty much, the only objection I can make to this is six or five out of six of them are singularly with Tommy in it and have Tommy in it in the title.
Jack, I have so much homework to do and I am so overdue on it. What are you showing me?
It's Minecraft nearly.
Oh, what is this?
It's Castle Miner Z.
I feel like I'm having a bit of a seizure, pal.
You can build a house, mate.
Look, Jack, I built a Castle Miner penis.
Now, again, there's nothing wrong with collaborating with people. The only thing is you have to think, okay, so if I want to continually post on this, let's say I want to make one time a video without Tommy. You can't always rely on this one. What if he gets sick or something? Will I be able to survive content-wise without that? So I think that's going to be a scary first test he has to make. Because when he does, the other one, by the way, has Wilbur in the title. So I'm kind of considering it like similar people. When he makes his first solo video, or maybe he just doesn't like playing games solo, and there's nothing wrong with that. But when he goes and he does make that first solo video, it's going to be a test of his value as a creator. Because if it does well, you're going to be like, wow, okay, people are coming to watch it and they like it. Now, if it doesn't, you got to kind of reconsider and make sure, okay, how do I make myself kind of watchable without collabs? Now, you can do, I don't care if you do collabs the whole time. I'm just saying you want to also be watchable without, in the case you have to release a video without. You don't want to rely too much. Although, I say all of this, and I think his channels is one of my favorite of the ones I've researched. I don't know if it makes the big top three, which I don't know what exactly that is yet, but I did really appreciate what he brought when he did research with the energy I was saying, and he seems like he can make a YouTuber. He seems pretty confident, able to do bits and stuff, and not overly tryhardish, is what I would say. And I think that he is doing very well on Twitch too. I sadly haven't been able to catch any of his streams because I think he does more EU hours. I tried to kind of look in and see if there's anything I could catch, but there wasn't, so that sucked. I'll go to his channel right now to give you some info at least. Like I said, he's at like 902,000 followers right now. In his recent played games are Minecraft, Phasmophobia, Just Chatting. And then it looks like a little stretch of Five Nights at Freddy's, so maybe some horror stuff from him. But, you know, just giving you a taste of what's going on. I think it was mostly Minecraft, but in case you wanted to get an overall sense of what he was doing, it seems that he's kind of a shorter streamer on the actual streamer side, around 3 to 4 hours, which I know doesn't seem short to some, but generally some streamers can go for like 8. So that's how it is. And I think he's definitely going to be a great person to watch. I wish I got to catch him live this week. I just kind of missed out every time since it was too late for me. But he seems like he knows what he's doing, and I think he's actually going to succeed a lot. He's one of the people where I really see potential. And I know I've said that with other people before, but he may be at the top of these new budding creators from the Dream SMP. I see him near the top of my list where I could be like, oh, this guy could be big. And I'll probably leave that there. I think that he's going to be really good and really big, and I see him doing really well in the future. I'd like to see him maybe develop a tiny bit on YouTube outside, you know, collabs, just so you know. He could say he did it, but I love the variety. I love the energy he brings. I love his whole vibe. And I think that he is a truly really good creator with tons of potential ahead of him. And the things I would do are just testing the boundaries. That's all I was saying. And obviously, he does need to get into a consistent upload schedule if he does want to do well as a streamer, not a streamer, a YouTuber. But if you're primarily a streamer, you know, it is what it is. But one thing, I should add this. He has done a great job as a YouTuber, as a streamer. I know that doesn't make sense, but a lot of streamers, what they tend to do is only really take, like, VODs, VOD clips, or other things like that, and make that into a YouTube. But Jack seems to be making, like, very standalone videos. They could be from streams, but you don't really notice at all. So they are incredibly standalone, and I think that is super impressive for someone who is mainly a streamer. Beyond impressive. That is actually like really, really good starting off that way. So hats off to him for making these great standalone videos that don't feel like they're coming directly from a stream. Maybe they are. I wouldn't even know. But that's how good it is. Okay. Moving on to Captain Puffy. So Captain Puffy is another girl on the Dream SMP. Like I said, we're back on a Dream SMP adventure. And she seems to be doing pretty good. Her channel definitely is much older than Jack's. It says it was created in 2018, although her uploads only range like a year ago, so she hasn't been uploading that consistently for that long. And she only has like 13 videos, it looks like. So again, not that long. She is a member of the Dream SMP and primarily a Minecraft streamer. If we look at her Twitch stats, similar to Jack, she definitely got a big gain from becoming a part of the Dream SMP. She started in November 24th of 2020 at 107,000 followers, which is obviously recently, but that's still definitely a lot. I don't know how much of those she got before she joined the Dream SMP, but no matter, that is impressive. That is a big number for a streamer. And then continuing, she got up to recently, April 16th, 914,000 followers. Again, super impressive and super good. That is a lot of growth thanks to the Dream SMP, and she's fully taking advantage of that, so that is super good for her. Energy-wise, I would say that she's definitely a different type of content creator than Jack. Captain Puffy, to me, brings 10 times more of a chill vibe to her. She's not very shouty, which I enjoy. She's still active in conversation. I'm watching, like, saying she takes a step back. But she is very chill. Kind of just, like, she's one of those people that I probably, like, maybe at the end of the long day, like, kind of just sit down and chill to. That's how I describe her energy. Like a calming force, it seems, on the SMP and in the streaming world.
And a woman. Wow. Wow. So that's how it is. That's how it is, chat. Jeez. I like how my chat's like, pick a struggle. Just pick one. Pick a struggle. I just can't. Why pick one when you can have them all, like Pokemon? You know, gotta catch them all, chat. Gotta catch them all. And then on top of that, they're like, and we'll make her short. It will be great. It will be great.
Her channel and her videos. So I've only really watched the Dream SMP videos since those were kind of the most popular and the most recent. I probably should have watched some of the Among Us ones, but that is my fault for not doing that. So the Dream SMP ones, what I can say is they were definitely funny. I did enjoy them. It was funny to see her interact with, like, a different side of the Dream SMP, because usually you only get stuff with, like, at least I've only been involved with stuff with kind of, like, the Wilbur Tommy side. So she interacted a lot with Bad and Skeppy, who I definitely know, but along with, like, Arette and Arret, I feel bad that if I pronounced that wrong, and H-Bomb and Puns, who I honestly can say I really haven't seen on different streams, because I guess I've been on almost the different side of the SMP, so I finally got, like, a new sense of the Dream SMP.
Some Puffy, step forth onto the redstone. Puffy, you are one of my greatest online friends, and for that, I would like to honor your friendship and your bravery by knighting you, Sir Captain Puffy.
Thank you.
Left, right.
So she has, by the way, on YouTube, only 125,000 subscribers, which is obviously a little small in Dream SMP terms, and all she needs to do to get on top of that is a more active upload schedule. She hasn't posted in, like, the last 3 months, and she has grown sensationally in the last 3 months. So as long as she does that, she'll probably get a lot more views, a lot more subscribers. And I think that she does a fairly good job putting her videos together. I think she has an editor, but she puts together multiple POVs and tends to make a pretty involved to story. Now, my kind of criticisms on the YouTube part is I would like them to be a bit more fast-paced. There seems to be sometimes a lot of like dramatic moments of the S&P where she almost gives too much info. As a watcher, even though I hadn't seen some of these situations, I was like, I wanted to pick up a bit, just be a touch like blah, 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 because I felt like there was a little dead air in some moments. So if she could kind of like make it a little faster, I know she had a chill vibe and I think she could keep that. I'm picking hairs here, or what is that phrase? I don't even know. Insert here. I'm splitting hairs. Don't insert. I found it. But I'm splitting hairs here, but like, I don't know. It just feels a little slow at times and they're a little long. Like, some of them are like 22 minutes, 26 minutes. And, I mean, they're good, but I think I start to lose my attention sometimes when I'm like halfway, three quarters way through. I'm kind of like, oh, are we still on this subject? That's how I would kind of describe it. So to keep me more involved, I think that it would be better if it was a tiny bit more fast-paced. And as for her videos, I think the best one, I watched all the Dream S&P ones, like I said. I think the best one was Dream S&P, The Throne is Under Attack. That is not necessarily her most popular one, but that is the one, in my opinion, that she did the best. It had a story. So that was really good. There was a story throughout. There was a storyline we were following. It had to do with Arete, Mexican Lambertburg. It was good. It, like, followed this path well. Logical. It had my attention. It was 16 minutes, so on the shorter side of some of her most recent ones. And I was watching it, and I was like, okay, I understand what's going on. I understand what's happening. All of this makes sense. This is very watchable. And I think if she continues to do short storylines, maybe separate people haven't seen, that can become successful. Because a lot of people have seen some of the big events, like the whole whatever festival you want, whatever election. But this was kind of like a little bit of a sidebar that I didn't get to see in any of the YouTube videos I had watched from before from some of the other creators. So I got to see the side of this that I hadn't really seen. And it was cool to see that. And it was focused. It was very good. I really enjoyed that one. There was a small bit of lag time on that one at one point. But overall, I would say that is her best video. I mean, the one that's the most popular is First Day on the Dream S&P, which was good, but I don't think it had enough of a story to be better than The Throne is Under Attack. I would say, like I said, the lag time. Maybe her thumbnails need a bit of a touch-up. Now, I've tried making thumbnails before, too, and it is damn hard. I can say that with full-on certainty. But if she wants to really focus on the YouTube game, which I don't really know if she does. I'm putting words into her mouth right now. I can't confirm if she does, but a little bit crisper thumbnails. But definitely a lot of potential behind her, because she gives a perspective to a side of the Dream S&P I didn't see with a chill touch. You have kind of like the intense, kind of screamy side, and then you got this side with some different conflicts, and it's much more chilled down, and I think there's definitely an audience for that. Because, you know, sometimes you want a more intense video, sometimes you want a more laid-back video, and I think that she can really do well there. Especially your interactions with Skeppy and Bad as well. She fits in well. She kind of has taken a bit of maternal slash, you know, mature friend role on the Dream S&P, which is definitely funny. I think it's hilarious and like the role playing things. But I definitely would like to see her prosper. And I think there's definitely a chance of that. She's just got to trim up some things here and there. Like I say this, but again, I'm splitting hairs. She is definitely really good, and I appreciate a lot of her content. When I saw in Lover Host, I think she did Pokimane's Lover Host. I could was correct her Platonic Lover Host, and I think she may have won. It was super good. I was definitely into it, and I think she was really good in it, and it was funny to see more of her personality come out. I haven't been able to catch her live as well. I think that was my fault. If I looked more into it, I probably could have. But I just missed her times. But again, She was super good. She's trained with Minx before, which I thought was good as well. A lot of fun friends, mostly Minecraft if you're looking for her channel. Most of it's Minecraft with a small exception of it's Take Two with Minx. But solid streamer. I would recommend her. Definitely good. Just a few things trimming here and there. Her interactions are always hilarious. I think those are super great. And all she has to go is up. It is definitely there. She definitely has the potential for it. I think that she is someone who could definitely take off. It is definitely nice to get that female streamer, because I think a lot of them sometimes are, we have like male-dominated Minecraft, so it's good to get that perspective. A cool creator, and I think she has big places to go. Definitely more of a streamer than a YouTuber, I would say. I think that she is definitely like, I would say, if I was to be straight with it, I think Jack has more potential in the YouTube where he is going now. I mean, he's just uploading there more recently as well. But I do think Captain Puffy is a fantastic streamer with a fantastic vibe. And I really want to be able to tune in, so hopefully I will. And maybe I'll give like a short, you know, stream review on TikTok or something separately. But I think that's going to wrap it up for today. Thank you guys for all the support recently. I'll try to continue making podcasts that you guys love. If you want me to research a certain creator, looked up, you know, send me an email at yt.with.the.boys.podcast@gmail.com. I know, a very simple email. Or I guess leave a review and say it. I really appreciate all the reviews recently. I don't think we've had any new ones on Apple. And I also appreciate all the love on Spotify as well. Thank you guys so much. I will see you next time.